It is the trailblazer of Russia's multi-billion dollar military modernization. The Armata tank, seen here on display at last month's World War II Victory Day commemorations in Moscow. Its chief designer says the Armata contains cutting-edge technology, including the first unmanned turret.
The level of automation, the principles we put in it, the technological edge we created represent a decisive step towards more advanced unmanned machines.
Russia claims the Armata's so-called explosive reactive armor, or ERA, is capable of withstanding all anti-tank rounds possessed by NATO.
The tank has an active protection complex, which allows it to generate a counter-impact against incoming anti-tank rounds to calculate the impact point and lower its impact or fully destroy it with a defensive weapon.
The designers liken operating the tank to playing a computer game.
A new philosophy of these machines is that they have a remote-controlled combat module, multi-specter channels, new algorithms, and if I may offer an example, it's as if the crew plays a computer game. It's only left to them to take some conclusive actions to make the decision.
The marketing of military hardware should always be taken with a degree of skepticism, says Henry Boyd of the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
Where this puts it in comparison with contemporary Western tank design is something I think we'll have to wait some time to get a better sense of. It's inevitably not going to end up with everything that is currently being advertised as possible to put on this platform, that the ambition is just going to be too great. Cost will come into some at some point.
The cost is estimated at up to $8 million per tank, the same as a light fighter jet. But Western sanctions over Russia's intervention in Ukraine and the falling oil price have hit the economy hard.
The nominal production process date, 2018, whether it even makes that is questionable.
Boyd says it's unlikely the Armata T-14 tank will be seen on the battlefields of eastern Ukraine, even if the fighting escalates. But he says President Putin's geopolitical doctrine will play a big part on the Armata's development.
It is not impossible that we will see T-14 being used at the front lines of Russian intervention or quasi-intervention in its near abroad in the not-too-distant future.
Moscow denies involvement in the conflict in eastern Ukraine, but Russia's neighbours and NATO will be watching the Armata's development closely as President Putin seeks to modernise the country's vast armed forces. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.